Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Now, if you're in the market for a new podcast, listen, our Pod Squad are here to separate the gems from the rubbish. And today we're talking about Series 2 of The Bansky Story.
Imagine, that would be a win, right? Yeah, if you can handle the crowds, the media, the art dealers, the local council, the infamy, the speculation and loads of other hassle. Hey, you might even make some money. But there are also times when having a fresh Banksy on your wall goes very, very, very badly wrong.
I don't know nothing about Banksy. I don't know whether it's worth £1, £2, £3 million.
And this bit.
There was calls for the mayor to resign. She'd come and done a speech, hadn't she, about how amazing it was that Banksy had come to Margate. And then behind her, literally, the freezer was being driven off by a council truck.
The people on which he's imposed the artwork, they can't have anything. They've got to live with the costs and the emotional disturbance and everything else.
The Pod Squad with me this afternoon, our own tech correspondent Jess Kelly and host of the No Encore Music Podcast, Dave Hanratty. Good afternoon, folks. You're very welcome. Jess, you might explain to listeners, what is this all about?
So this is a super fan. This is presented not by a journalist, not by a broadcaster, somebody who is a Banksy nerd, who set out in the first series to try and learn a little bit more about who is Banksy. And this season now, they're looking to delve a little bit deeper and look at the impact of the art. So, for example, if there was a mural done on the side of your house, what impact does that have? Mm. The hype, the buzz, and I suppose the overarching community impact of Banksy. I listened to the first series of this,
right?
And I have to say, I disliked it immensely.
Like, really?
Immensely. For a few reasons. One, I'm a cranky wagon wheel. And secondly, I felt like it didn't really go anywhere, because he says, the guy who presents it again, his name is James Peaks, and he's a lovely guy and he's so enthusiastic. But there's a few production elements where in season one, they voice quotes that have been attributed to Banksy. But they obviously don't know what Banksy sounds like. So they have voice actors throwing on different accents. So in one of the clips, he sounds like the Godfather. And in another clip, he sounds like he's on helium. And just from a production point of view, it kind of irked me.
Had you listened to the first series of this, Tiff?
Not prior to picking up season two, but I did go back.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, just for context. Because there's a lot more meat on the bone in season one, at least, I would say. Like, for starters, it's 10 episodes. This new season is only 5. And there's a lot more to kind of hang your hat on in terms of trying to uncover who Banksy is. And for anyone unfamiliar, he's like this anonymous artist slash activist slash vandal, whatever you want to call him, who has been kind of pulling these pranks for years. And
Bristol is really a tribute to him, isn't it? It's just
And that's explored in season one as well, kind of like his roots and why he does what he does. You know, we don't know everything about him, of course, that's his life. But I would say I expected to come in here today being the contrarian, and I'm very much on Jess's side here, because I found this almost impossible and unbearable to listen to at times. James Peake, the host, is cheery and chatty.
Yeah. And I'm very honest about the fact I've only listened to 2.5 episodes of the second series. Mm-hmm. And I did feel, having listened to the first two, that I should have gone back and I felt I needed to have listened to the first series.
Yeah, it's a bit in media res with this, but like his thing of constantly saying that, oh, I'm not a journalist.
Yeah,
like,
he says it a lot.
I'm just like,
what? Calm down, hon.
Yeah,
and nobody cares.
And like, fine, I'm a journalist, so fine, I understand that. Like, who cares about that? But it's just a thing of like, stop, you're protesting too much. You're telling me that, listen, this is a ramshackle show, and it's like, well, you've got a massive team working on it. Why did you make it sound like a ramshackle show? Yeah. And the stuff with the pitch shifting and the audio effects and the wacky sounds to denote humor, I was just like, this is driving me crazy.
I listened to this on times 1.7 speed.
Oh God.
Because I felt like, you know when you were smaller and you had to take medicine and you thought if you took it as quickly as possible, it wouldn't taste as gross. I just thought, if I listen to it as quickly as I can. But
these are short episodes as well.
Yeah. But this was my next moan, right? I'm on one today. But the average episode length is around 17 to 20 minutes.
Which even for me is shorter. Well, I tend to not like long episodes. So.
If you fill your dishwasher correctly, that's not even long enough to do a full dishwasher load. And that for me is the whole point of podcasts.
Guests, you know, who do we hear from throughout?
You hear other fans. You also hear from people who are not on the Banksy train, of which I would be. Like, in terms of of him as an artist, I think his work is very surface level remedial nonsense. I've never understood the cult of Banksy. I've never understood the people who worship at his altar. So you do at least get that side of it as well. In this new season, though, which centres on a couple of murals that came, one in Margate, one in Lowestoft, and then there was this mad subsequent reaction to it from like local councils and stuff and people who had it on their wall. You hear from those people, which is crucial. Yeah. You know, you wake up one day, there's a Banksy on your wall, and it does make you think
when that question's posed, like, how would I react? Well, because you have the tourist footfall.
And you have local councils being like, well, you can't just paint over it. Like, is it preserved? How much will it cost? You know, like how are they affected? So you do at least hear from those people as well, which is good. But I just found myself being like, is this really worth doing a podcast about? The first season was very popular, so I guess they're like, well, we got to do something for season two.
Now, I did wonder, 2.5 episodes into season two, was there a requirement for there to be a second season at all? Like, are we any further on?
There's no requirement for a season one, Andrea. I'm not being funny, but he says at the very outset, you're not going to learn an awful lot. Like, we don't know who he is. There's a wonderful, very touching story. A woman who comes in, I think in episode, at the end of episode two of season one, someone who worked at Banksy's PR firm, right? And she is the most compelling person, I think, in that series. I think this is an example of someone who, like, it's like me doing it about Sharpie pens. This is my second time talking about Sharpie pens today on News Talk. I love a Sharpie pen. Do I need to produce a 10-part documentary series about it?
And two seasons?
Probably not. But again, I feel bad because I think it's one of those things, and we've spoken about this before in this segment. It's a lovely idea. He's got a lovely personality, but the production, it pecks my brain. Yeah. I think it would just annoy you and you don't actually learn a whole lot.
Who is this podcast aimed at, do you think?
Banksy superfans, I think, primarily, of which James Peake is a self-confessed one. Because I'm the opposite, and when I kind of pitched, do you want to do this show? I was like, you know what, I will do this because I don't like Banksy.
Yeah, and sometimes they're a good podcast, actually.
Maybe it will change my mind about him. And if anything, the only thing it's done is made me feel a bit sorry for him, really, because I'm just like, oh, like, this is, you know, I don't like your work, mate, but at least there's purpose to the work. And like, again, I think it is fairly surface level navel-gazy, but there is a purpose to it and he clearly puts the work in. But with this thing, I was just like, this is such a weird companion piece that, again, as Jess rightly points out, really doesn't tell you anything. I mean, like, and that's the thing, because it flirts with that. There's moments when you're like, oh, here's a guy who worked with him and he signed an NDA, so he can't say anything and he's dancing around it. But I'm like, the admin of all this is vaguely interesting. How does Banksy operate? But, you know, it's covered a bit in season one, but it's all very surface level and it's too proud of itself, much like Banksy. It's very self-satisfied, it's very smug, and I can't stand this thing, whether it's in podcasts or in live music or anything, where someone is showing like, oh, listen, you know, it's all a bit of a laugh, who cares? No. At least have some professionalism, like just some charisma. It can go a long way, but if you're like, ah, look, it's all a bit ramshackle, I'm like, nah, like, you're telling me that your thing isn't interesting.
Now, not to have a total spoiler alert, but this is a spoiler alert, so, you know, turn down for a split second if you don't want to hear the answer to this. So when you guys got to the end of season two,
I didn't get to the end of it.
You didn't get to the end of it.
I gave up.
So we're no further on as to who Banksy is.
No. Well, this isn't setting out to do that. It's not setting out in any way to expose him or to try and uncover the mask, so to speak. The one thing I would say about the end of season two is it does actually end in a way that made me go, okay, listen, at least everything kind of came together and everyone kind of wins in a way for all the various characters involved and all the questions that are asked. Because the most interesting thing that this podcast does is it asks that question about, well, you know, is the art itself important or is the reaction to it the more important thing? And it's a case of also, what does it all mean? Is there actually any meaning to it? And how does it impact people's lives? That's interesting. But they even refer to one stage like, oh, the art world can be very murky. It can actually be a bit of an underworld, but they don't get into that.
Yeah, and this is the thing, right? So I think there's absolutely a podcast to be done on Banksy and the impact and all the rest. This just isn't the vehicle for it because your man is such a fan. I'd rather hear you as a Banksy skeptic do it and be won over by it and then hear people talking about, you know, what it's done for the town or whatever it is. And also there's some brilliant anecdotes in season one where, you know, Banksy himself paid for people who were being done or being fined for graffiti and all the rest. So there's lovely elements to this, right? But I just feel like this should be a nerdy forum on Reddit. That's what this podcast could and should have been. I feel like for each episode that I was listening on 1.7 speed, I was like, what is the point of this? Like, what am I taking away from it that I couldn't find
the point
in a quick
is that
Google
season
seat?
One was successful, so we need to top charts.
Now, on that note, is there likely to be a season three?
what else are they going to talk about? Because, I mean, like I said, I mean, these two incidents which drive the entire thing just aren't that interesting. Like, you could do a one episode podcast on that, but five episodes felt like too much. It felt like they're really stretching a very thin thread to begin with. So unless Banksy provides them with more content, as much as I hate using that word, don't do a season three. Just don't. There's nothing here. It's over.
How many stars are you going to give this out of five?
1.5.
I'd say that's probably the lowest we've ever had on the Pod Squad.
And that's me being generous.
It's a 1.5 for me as well. It was a 1 until I got to the end of that final episode and which I actually thought all the things were kind of tied together. And there was actually kind of a nice sentiment to it. And there was, you know, there's domestic violence charities who benefited from it. And everyone kind of, you know, everyone got to say that they won, which was interesting. That did kind of come out of nowhere. And I was like, okay, look, you tied the room together very well there. I'll bump you up to 1.5. 1.5 is
brilliant. Well, 1.5 times 2 from our Pod Squad this afternoon. We are talking about the Banksy story when Banksy came to town. If you want to listen to it, that's what our Pod Squad review team had to think and say about it. That, of course, is Dave Hanratty, who's the host of the No Encore Music Podcast, and our own tech correspondent, Jess Kelly.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.